Greetings, brothers and sisters, saints and friends. Welcome to another episode of Esther 414, Hadassah Speaks. I am your host, Hadassah, coming to the kingdom for such a time as this. And as always, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode to hear what thus saith the Lord, or to hear what's on my heart. The opening song is Who You Say I Am by Hillsong Worship. And Who You Say I Am is a song about identity, and it is one of my favorite gospel songs. Let's go ahead and get into what I would want to share with you today. So I want to give you, I want to share a secret with you that maybe you know and maybe you don't know. And hopefully this will free you, because it freed me. It freed me. Freed me from frustration. It's freeing me from righteous indignation. And hopefully it will do the same for you. So here it is. The world is going to be the world. The world is going to be the world. Yes, it's that simple. You're probably saying to yourself, what kind of secret is that? Well, anyway, it helped free me. Because what I find myself is getting upset with the things that are happening. There are certain things that were happening or that are happening that I never thought that I would see in my lifetime. And so I was getting upset about the way that I believe that people were treating God's house, the things that they were allowing into the pulpit, these different story time hours and things like this that are showing up or popping up in churches. You know, you got drag queens that are coming in and sharing stories with kids that are in the church dressed in full drag, and there they are in the from the pulpit doing this. Then you have different ministers praying these odd prayers and claiming that Jesus might be trans and all of these other things, and you just start to get angry and say, what is going on here? And you get this righteous indignation. But the Holy Spirit spoke into my spirit. Why are you getting upset? Those are not my churches. That is not the true church. So why are you getting angry about what the church is doing? Because that is not the church. That is the world. So the world is going to be the world. Why are you getting mad about the world acting like the world? Because just because someone calls themselves a church or claim to be a part of the church, it doesn't make it so. So I'm sharing with you to let the world be the world. That's all that the world knows how to do. Because what the scripture tells us is that we as believers and as the sons of God, we believe on the Lord. So now we are the sons and the daughters of God, the children of God. But you have to believe on the Lord to be that. So if I'm a daughter of God, then I'm going to follow the ways of the Father. I'm going to follow the ways of the Son. We're also told that we are in the world. Now, this is important. And it makes it real. And it drives this point home. Okay? We are in the world. But we are not of it. We're in this world. We live in it. But we're not a part of it. And so we've got to begin to see ourselves as, listen, I'm in this mess, this cesspool called the world. But I'm not a part of it. Ain't a whole lot I can do about all of the stuff that's going on around me, all of this foolishness that I'm seeing. There's no need for me to get mad about it. Because the world is going to be the world. Why am I expecting any more from it? Why am I wasting energy? Why am I wasting time on getting upset about the world when the world is just doing what it does. It's following its father, which is Satan. Satan rules this world right now. So these people, they belong to him. Because if you don't belong to the Lord, if you're not a child of God, then you definitely are a child of Satan. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You can find that in Scripture as well. You're a child of disobedience. You're a child of Satan. So those people that are these men that are dressing as women and standing up with all this wild makeup on and standing up on a stage inside of a building that they call the church, it's not the church. So let them do what they do, and you continue to obey God and to follow the true church. Because you know what? The church is the body of Christ. The church are the believers, the called out ones. Those people who are doing those kind of things, they have been called out, but they have not been called out by Jesus. So that's not the church. They're not a part of the church. They're not a part of the body of Christ. They are in this world, and they're walking according to their own lust. They're doing their own things. So they're not followers of Jesus Christ. So don't get mad about it. Don't get caught up in that. Stay away from it. Don't go try to be a part of it. Don't affirm it. Don't celebrate it. Don't promote it. And don't get bent out of shape about it. Let the world be the world. Because the world is going to be the world. And I know that came from the Lord, because once again, God confirms his word. I went to work on Monday. And my co-worker said to me, while I was in prayer this morning, the Lord told me, why am I getting bent out of shape about the things that are going on in the world? The world is going to be the world. And that these people are not his. That mess ain't the church. I said, I could not believe it. I told her that I have been dealing with the exact same thing. And the Lord told me what he told you. That is not the church. So whatever they do in it, whoever they let come up there, however they pray, whatever is allowed within the walls of that place is not considered church. They are not God's children. They are children of the devil, and they're promoting sin. And so we just let them go on and do that. And where our focus has to be believers, where our focus has to be sons and daughters of God, is on working out our own soul salvation and drawing people into the family. Calling in people who will worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So we want to share this gospel, we want to evangelize, and we want to win souls for Christ. We don't want to focus so much on what the world is doing, but we want to begin to try to pull people out of it. Pull people over into the true church. That's what we want to do. But don't keep getting mad about those things that you cannot change. Because this world is going to go in that direction. You can see it's already headed that way. It's headed that way in the schools. It's headed that way on your job. It's headed that way everywhere, where it's accepted all over. You're going to drive yourself crazy if you begin to push and fight it and fight it. And the whole time you're doing that, guess what? It's a distraction. Because what you ought to be doing is sharing the gospel the same way, with the same fervor that they're promoting that sin. You need to be promoting Christ, promoting repentance, promoting love. That's what you need to be promoting, with the same fervor, same passion that they are pushing their mess and agenda. And that's where we're dropping the ball. We're wasting our breath, we're wasting our time and our energy fighting against that thing. When it's going to be, it is going to be. But you know what? In the end, Christ wins. He's already overcome the world. He's already overcome it. And so what we're going to do while we still have breath in our bodies is try to win souls for Christ. But don't call those places churches. When you see somebody who allowed that to come up in what they call their pulpit, to shake your head, shake the dust off your feet. They're not part of the body. They're not a part of the body. Because if they were a part of the body, then they wouldn't be going against what the Word of God says. So that was freeing for me, and very freeing for me. And then to get the confirmation at work, the exact same thing. The world is going to be the world. The world is going to be the world. Can't change that. But you can change how you react and how you respond to the things that are going on in the world. Do not allow it to distract you. Don't let it become a distraction where you're no longer sharing the gospel, but you're so focused on speaking out against that, speaking out against this sin, speaking out against that particular sin, fighting hard against it, showing up at the parades and everywhere else. It's a distraction. Focus on sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, if you are a member of a church, and somebody comes in and your preacher loses his mind and begin to think that's okay, then you need to speak against that to your pastor. Try to have that pastor get up out of there, or you leave. If the whole church gets to a point where they're accepting of what you know God calls sin, then you need to leave. You can't change it by yourself. Get your family and follow the truth. Sometimes we have to separate ourselves when we see that our own church is going down in the wrong direction, headed down the wrong path, then somehow jumped off the narrow path and got onto the wide path, then got lost under delusion. Whatever the case may be, you have got to be vigilant. You don't want to be lost in this mess. You don't want to become a part of the world. You want to remain in the family of Christ. You want to stay on the narrow path. And don't let tolerance and nothing else pull you in the wrong direction. Because that is what's happening. And some of it, if you look at it, it's just a plain old mockery. You know it's Satan behind it. Satan is driving that. And they're getting pure glee out of mocking God. They're mocking God, and it's obvious to the discerning mind. It's into the discerning spirit. It's obvious, but everybody may not see it that way. But they can't even get through their prayer without that smirking smile. So they know what they're doing. Satan is using people to confuse. He's using people. So if your pastor stands up and starts praying foolishness or assigning Jesus these characteristics that you know that's according to scripture is not God, not the Jesus that you know, y'all, it's time to leave. Okay, so I didn't want to come on and be on here too long. I just wanted to remind you, or to share with you, a freeing statement for me. The world is going to be the world. Let the world be the world. Because remember, you're in it. You're in the world, but you're not of it. And that's all I have for you right now. Grace and peace.